Okay, we are picking up on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We, Baruch Hashem, had managed to get pretty far into Chav Gimel Amud Aleph on yesterday's daf, so we're up to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's 23 lines in. Maybe it's easier to figure out that it's parallel to the V'hu Shishir Makom HaTorah from Tosfos right there. If you look over there, V'Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, 23 lines in. Our learning is once again sponsored by Lulei Nishmas Shalom Espas Yaakov, as well as Moshe Kalman Ben Yoshua. The Neshama should have, an Aliyah. So the Gemara is now going to give a third potential interpretation of the Mishnah. The Gemara now suggests Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel tells us that another way we can explain the Mishnah is who Shishir Makom HaTorah. Why is a Chere Shota Vekatan allowed to write a get even without an adult? Because he was only writing the Tofes. So therefore, this Mishnah is telling us that you could write a Tofes as long as you have a person writing the Iker point, which is the Torif. And then Mishnah then would be following the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who understands that a Torif must be written Lishma only because it's going to be the Iker point, as opposed to a Tofes, which is not as important, and that would be okay if Chayr Shota VeKatan is going to be writing it. Now, l'chora, if a Chayr Shota VeKatan has a Gadol Omed Agabav, so maybe that also, according to the Pnei Yeshua's Diyuk and Rashi, that maybe that even that would be good to write the Torif, even if the Torif is going to be written. So meaning, because the way we're explaining the Gemara now is that you don't even have a Gadol Omed Agabav, and that's okay for the Tofes. So what comes out is that if you have a Gadol Omed Agabav, even for the Torif, that should be... You could disagree with that Diuk, but that's how the Pnei Yeshua understands it. Either way, the Rishonim Beferish, the Rad, and the Ritva disagree with that. They say that obviously that would be definitely not possible from writing a Torif. Pashit, even if it's a Gadol Omer Al Gabav, according to Rabbi Lezer, there's no way you could get around it. So that's the answer. And says the Gemara, V'chein Amar Rabbi Chaga Mishmei De'ula V'hu Shishir Makom HaTorif V'Rabbi Eliezer. He says the same thing, that our Mishnah referring to a Chere Shota V'Katan, who's allowed to write a get without a Gadol Omer Al Gabav, is referring to the Toface. If he leaves enough room to write the Torah from a proper sofer, then it would be good, as we see in the Shita of Rebbe Lezer, who holds fundamentally when it says Vekasav La Lishma is referring to writing the Torah, as opposed to the Shita of Remeir, Vekasav La Lishma is referring to the Edim signing that Reuven is really in fact going to be divorcing Sarah. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Zreika, Rabbi Yochanan, Einatur. Rabbi Zreika said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, this is not a good explanation of the Mishnah. Why not? My Einatur, why not? Why is it not a good explanation? Amar Rabbi Abba, Kano Diacha, Shein Koach Lishma, Rabbi Meir, he, the Amar Eidu Chasima Karti, that here, that the Mishnah is telling us that the writing of the get, by telling us Shechir Shota V'Katan is allowed, is clearly talking that the fact that writing the get doesn't affect the writing. It's clear that that's what the Mishnah means to be addressing, and therefore the Mishnah must be the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and he doesn't care about how the writing of the get is written, because it's even referring to the Torif, and therefore it must be the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who only requires the Edom to be signing Lishma. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, but that's not true. And we saw in Chafal on Beis, Rabbi Elazar here, that the Mishnah is in the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, not in the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So Lachora, this is against what we're learning in Rabbi Yochanan. Which did he hold? Did he hold the Shita of Rabbi Meir? Did he hold the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir, or the Shita of Rabbi Elazar? Which did Rabbi Yochanan really hold? So there's a stira. So the Gemara answers, Amurai Ninu, the two statements, we have Rabbi Achana, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Zeke, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So those, Alibar Rabbi Yochanan, disagreed. What in fact was this? Happened a lot. You have Talmidim of Rav Moshe disagreeing what exactly did Rav Moshe say. Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik disagreeing exactly what Rav Soloveitchik said. This happened once in a while. You know, Gadol says something, it's now sometimes understood differently, and therefore they had their own version of Rabbi Yochanan, and it's really fundamentally a machlokas. So basically, we have three ways, just to summarize, we have three ways to interpret the Mishnah. According to Rav Huna, the Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, who holds that a Torif of the get has to be written in Lishma, and therefore, the Mishnah is talking about where a person is allowed to write the entire text with a Gadol Omed Al Gabav. So that was one. That was Rav Huna. Then we had Rav Nachman understood the Mishnah's opinion of Rabbi Meir, that only the thing needs to be signed, Lishma, which also would work in well with one of the versions of Rabbi Yochanan. And then we also have the Shita of Amar Rabbi Yudimar Shmuel, who told us that the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, and we're only talking about writing the Tofes, not the Torah. We're only talking about writing the Torah, the Tofes, and that could be written by Chirishot of HaKatan, because that's the standard thing that's written all the Gittin, the Iker point of a get, which is actually the point that's specified, that needs to be written in the Shema Pashut, and that would be the Toref, and that needs to be written by a Gadol, who's Kasher. That's the opinion of the Mishnah. It's not a problem fixing that and fitting that in with the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Very nice. So that's what we gave the interpretation of the Mishnah. Now up to the next Mishnah. Kol Ksherin Lavi Saget. What about bringing the get? So the Ritva's finds out even a woman and even Krovim, they're mutter to bring the get to the woman. Chutz Mecher Shot Vekatan Vesumavot Kachavim. Except for a deaf mute, a person who doesn't have any das, a person who's a katan, and a person who's blind, and an Oved Kachavim. And we're going to see, it's not necessarily about das, because Oved Kachavim has das, and Suma has das, they're excluded for different reasons. Kibel HaKatan V'Higda, what happens if you gave the guy who was 12, and he's turning Bar Mitzvah in 2 days from now? So on his trip, 2 days later, he's still bringing it, and then he gives it to a woman when it becomes a Bar Mitzvah. Cheresh V'Nispakech, or if you gave it to a person who's deaf-mute, and then he was able to be mentally competent because he was gained his hearing and able to communicate. As Rosh Hashanah pointed out many times, that a deaf-mute person was a din of a shota because there was no way for him communicating, which he thought maybe the din would be different nowadays when people are able to, even if they're deaf-mute, to be able to show their das a little bit. So maybe it's not full-fledged din of the cheresh that they had in the Mishnayos. Anyway, suma v'nispakech, if you have a blind person and then he's able to see, shota v'nishtapa, a person v'nishtapa, that you have a shota who then became not a shota, he was insane, and then he became a sane person. Oved kochavim v'niz gayer, or we have a goy, and then the next day he's having gerish process, so he brings you the get, and then the day after he's a yid, so because he's allowed to give it, all these cases are puzzle, because when they started their shlichos to bring the get, there was fundamentally something which was puzzle, and that's why it doesn't count. So then, the Mishnah, if you have a person who hears, and then he becomes deaf, and then he regains his hearing. Pasua, he was normal. Vinistam, and then he becomes blind. Vechazar is bakach, and then he's able to see again. So basically, again, started off as bekosher and ended off bekashus, but in the middle, you had this interim, which was problematic, which he was not. So a similar thing also, if you have shafoi, vinistata, vechazar, vinistapa. If he was halachically not there, and then he somehow became sane, and then he went back crazy again. Kasha, those cases are all kasha, because he gzak klal kolshet chasu sofa bedas. If you have anything that happened in the beginning and the end, which was bedas, kasha, then it's kasha for it to be the shliach to bring the get for the husband, and that's fine. Even if in the middle you had this period where you know you got you were completely out of it, that's still going to be okay. So now the Gemara discusses the halacha of the Mishnayos. Bishlam Acher Shot of a Katan, the classic three that we always bring. That's pasha that they're puzzled to bring a get, because the Labanadian, you know, those are always the example of people that don't have das. And we learn that you cannot appoint a shliach who doesn't have das based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, V'ichu Lahem Ish Se Leves Avos, which we learn from over there that Ish is talking only somebody who has das. And only that person can appoint people. But if someone is a katan who lacks das, or a cheresh or shota, then also they are not of das, they cannot create a shlichus. So that's pashut, that's fine. That's the Gemara Kedushin. Oved kochavim namei delabedei hetera ninu. So also when it comes to an oved kochavim, also is possible because he is not able to be married to a yid. So therefore, they have different halachas. They're not in on gittin and kiddushin. They don't have a form of acting of gittin and kiddushin. They therefore are going to be puzzled. Also, they can't bring. They don't have gittin. So therefore, they are puzzled. The Rambam writes. The Rambam's very famous over there. The very beginning of Hilchos Ishus, I believe it's the very first halacha, Aleph of Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam writes that because we know obviously there has to be a form of marriage in the Torah, what's the biggest raya? That's one of the big three, that they're also punished, right? How do you remember the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach that they're chayavin? It's the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and the big three. That's how you remember it. Aleph is Avram and Chai, Beis is Birkas Hashem, Gimel is Gezel, Dalet is Dinim. Those are Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and then the big three. Gil Arayos, Shvichos, Davim, Avodah Zarah. So how do you have Gil Arayos? They have to be married if you have Gil Arayos, right? Gil Arayos is one of the Shem Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. They have to be there killed for that. So the Rambam writes that there is a form of marriage, that the woman used to, you bring her into her house, and you have relations with her, L'Shem Ishus, then you are considered to be married her, but I don't remember the Rambam there, and I wanted to check this again. I don't remember the Rambam discussing how do they get divorced. Meaning that obviously has to be a form, I think, maybe not. I don't know, maybe the whole Avdil, like the Christians, like, I don't know. I thought that there is halakhically a divorce from an also. It's possible there is, but I don't know exactly how it is, how you establish it. I don't remember the Rambam there discussing it. Definitely not an Aleph Aleph, but he discussed maybe later. Anyway, so that I'd love to hear, but that's what, back to over here. So they're not shayach to Gittin Vikidin. So it doesn't work for them because you can't kiddush shlichus because they're not shayach to gittin at all. El asuma amai, and also even kiddushin they're not shayach to. They're a different form of marriage, not like we have. They can't do kiddushin kesef, and that's why they're not shayach. El asuma amai lo. Why can a blind person not serve as the shaliach? What's the problem with him being in? He definitely has das, so why can't he be the shaliach? Because a blind person could so easily be tricked. He doesn't know who's giving him the get. He doesn't know who he's giving it to. So therefore, in generally, a person who's forming the shlichus is able to ascertain if it was really the husband giving it to a Sarah who's divorcing and be able to ascertain the circumstances behind his being a shaliach. However, a blind person is totally can be duped into thinking that this guy's divorcing and they're going to give a false get. It doesn't even written on in a kosher document. And therefore, he's not shayach to be the shaliach over here. So the Gemara says, "Maskiv Rav Yosef, Hayach Suma Mutar Bishtov." So according to you, how is a blind person ever have relations with his wife? Hayach Bnei Adam Mutarim Bnei Shoshem B'Lad. Also, has it permitted for any person to be with their wives when it's pitch black at night, where they can't see anything? So the Elav Tvias Ina. How do we know? Because voice, they're able to know based on recognizing the voices. So Halchanami Tvias Ina Dekala. So too that the blind person can ascertain through a voice recognition that the husband and the wife are who they actually are supposed to be, because he knows what they sound like, and therefore we should be able to say that they're kosher. So that can't be the reason that they're pasul. Ela Marav Yosef Hacha B'Chutzah Arz Tzkinan. Here we're discussing a blind person only who's coming from Chutzah Arz. The Baal Meimar B'Fananechta B'Fananechtam, because he needs to say, as we mentioned many times, that only from Chutzah Arz do you need to say B'Fananechta B'Fananechtam, that the get was written in my presence and it was signed in my presence. Obviously you can't write that because he is not able to say that because he didn't see it. He's blind. So therefore, you can't say that. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, no, elamata, but if what you're saying is correct, pasuach venistama, someone who could see at the time that he got the get, and he became blind before being able to give it in Eretz Yisrael, the matzi amar, he can say, b'fananechta, b'fananechta, machanem in the kasher, you're going to tell me that case should be kasher? V'hak, tadi, what the Mishnah says, not that way, or implies not that way. Pasuach venistama v'chazer v'nisavach kasher. The case of the Mishnah is that a person was able to see, and then he became blind, and then he was able to see again. Only that case is kasher. So that implies chazer v'nistapach in only if he was able to become not blind again when he actually delivered the get. However, lo chazer, let's say he was able to see some crazy car accident happened on the way, and then he became blind, Reuven became blind. So now, Reuven can't give the get when he's blind. That's what's implied for the Mishnah. And according to you, it should be kosher. According to you. So Rav Yosef, that should be fine. So the Mishnah tells us that that case lechora is a problematic, and that Rav Yosef wants to tie it differently. So therefore, it says no. That says the Gemara, no. Hu adin alfagav de lo chazav nistapach. You can actually argue that really it would in a chanami that even if he didn't regain his sight, you would be kosher to bring the get in such a circumstance. Aye, so why do we mention, why do we, the Mishnah mislead us a little bit with this diuk? Because I did tani, shalfei v'nishtata v'chazim v'nishtapeh, taima d'chazim v'nishtapeh, ha, lo chazim v'loh, tanami pasuch v'nishtama v'chazim v'nishtapeh. Because again, Mishnayos used to be memorized. So a lot of times they would stylistically leave the Mishnayos the same type of format because that's how they were memorizing it. So we have the case of somebody who is mentally not competent, for sure, he's puzzle, and then if he regains it, and then he becomes incompetent again when he gives the get, that actually is puzzle because he has no das. So pasha that case, you have to say it like that. So once we left the Mishnayos like that, we had to parallel the case with regard to a blind person, even though in a chanami, hu adin, if the blind person did not actually regain his sight, he also would in fact be kosher. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Daikonami Diktani, that I can bring a proof that this is actually what the Mishnah meant. Because the Mishnah says, Zah Klal. The Mishnah says, this is the rule. Kol Shet Chlosov Esof Abedas Kosher. It says that anything that is beginning and the end as Das is kosher. But Log Tani, the Mishnah doesn't teach Kol Shet Chlosov Esof Abedas Kosher. It says specifically Das. And a person who is a blind person, as we mentioned before, clearly has Das. He's fully there. He's very smart a lot of times. So over here, we would assume that the person is in fact kosher, even if he's blind. Shema Mina, that is a good proof from the Mishnah, because we didn't use the word bekashrus, rather seem only bedas, and therefore the blind person does in fact have das when he's giving over the get, even if he's blind. So if he is If you saw when he saw the reading and writing, and he can say b'fananechta, b'fananechtam, and then he became blind from like a car accident on the way, then he still can deliver the get and say b'fananechta, b'fananechtam, and it's fine to give it to that person. Now the Gemara continues, "Boy, me name Rabbi Ami." So they asked of Rabbi Ami, "Eved Maushi Yasish Liach, the Kabbalah get Isha Miad Baila. What's the halacha of Eved Kanaini being a Shaliach to be Makabal the get of the woman on behalf of the wife?" Now, obviously, we're talking about a case that the slave does not belong to the woman, as Rashi points out, and she's appointing this Eved. Because if not, then it wouldn't necessarily be the same parameters. So the Gemara says, "Amar lehu midika pasil leil oved kochavim." From the fact that the Mishnah says that an oved kochavim is pasil, turning on to the next step. But now, michlal the eved kosher, that implies that a slave is fundamentally kosher to deliver a get, and therefore we could learn that just as a slave is kosher to be able to be the shaliach for the husband, so too is he able to be the shaliach for the wife to be able to mekabel the get. Right? There's no reason to assume there's any difference between the shaliach leolacha, shaliach lekabala. It should be fine. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Asi, Amar Biyochanan, no, ain't even necessary shliach lekabel get isha miad bayla lefish ain't even Torah's getting vekedushin." Says Rabbi Yochanan differently, that a Jewish slave, Eved Kanaani, who is owned by a Jew, so he doesn't have the halacha of the way that Yidden get divorced and married, as we mentioned. He's also not allowed to marry a Jew. He's different statuses over here. So therefore, he is not able to be the shaliach. Maskifla, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar had a problem with the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Taima, the reason of Rabbi Yochanan is because Milsa delay say, because he is not shayach to get the vekedushin of a Yid. So that implies that something which he does have a status with of Rabbi Yochanan's implication, then he should be kosher to serve as a shaliach. So right, he's chayv in mitzvahs kisha. So let's say if he's chayv in mitzvahs kisha, he's usher in all los hases in the Torah and Eved Kanaani. So if Eved Kanaani is chayv in all the los hases of the Torah, he's usher to eat tevel. So you're going to tell me that he's able to take off tevel trumas and meisas for his master, his adon who's a yid. They're allowed to take off their own truma. This time, as the Mishnah says explicitly in Trumos, that oved kochavim v'akusi shetarvim mishalehem the trumas and truma. The lacha is that if you have an eved kochavim and a kusi that take off truma on their own produce, then the lacha is their truma is in fact a valid truma and may be in by only kohanim and nobody else. Usnan, yet we learn the Mishnah also in Trumos, the very first Mishnah, tells us, Oved Kochavim Shetarim Shal Yisrael Afila Bershus, Ein Trumos the Truma, that an Oved Kochavim, who takes off Truma for a Yid, is even B'dyeved Nachal. So my time, what is the reasoning that the Oved Kochavim is not considered Truma? Lav Mishum Dechsev, Atem Gam Atem, Matem Yisrael, Ashuchachem Yisrael, Lechor, because in regards to Truma, it says that you should take off a portion for the Kohen. And we learn, as Rashi points out, that the Shlichos of Truma, it says, Tarimu Gam Atem. We learn out, Rashi says, Midarshina Midematzi in the Mechtav Atem, it could have just said Atem. Why is it Gam Atem? Also you. We learn out that the Shliach also could take off Truma. However, the Shliach has to be Bnei Yisrael, and therefore this meal, we learn out an Eved is not able to take off for somebody else. So how could Rabbi Yochanan understand that an Eved Kanaani, who is Be'etem Shayach to the Lachas of Truma, not be allowed to? We have the Pasuk saying not that way. So in a similar vein, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that the etzem idea, that they can't be a shliach for Kabbalah, for a get, or a shliach la'olacha, is because they're not shayach to get in? That's not necessarily a reason, that's not really the rule, because that implies that if they are shayach, they would be allowed to be a shayach, but that's not true. So says the Gemara, Amma Amrei Devei Rav Yanai, so they said in the Beis Midrash of Rav Yanai, the following answer. Lo, that this isn't a correct understanding. Ma atem b'nei bris, just as you are shayach to take off truma, because you're a b'nei bris, you have bris mila, af shluchem b'nei bris, so too, your shaliach must also be a b'nei bris. So an oved kochavim is not have a mila. However, a eved kanaani does have, in fact, a bris mila. So therefore, then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that a slave is going to be puzzled for shliach only with regards to a get because he's not shayach, but in a chanami, that he would be shayach to truma and it's not a problem with it's not a kasha on the idea of truma. To which the Gemara continues, and truma was only talking about over there, that Mishnah was only talking about an oved kuchavim, not a eved. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochanan, ein eved nas shliach lekabel get isha miyad baila. So a eved kanaani cannot be a shaliach to receive a woman's get from the hand of her husband, lefish eno b'toras get in v'kedushin, because he is not included in the lachas of getin and kedushin. And even though we teach in the brisa reyat shivcha uvladech ben chorin, if a Jewish man says to his shivcha kninus and he gave her a star shichra for her and also for her fetus, so imaisa ubra, if she was in fact pregnant, that she does acquire the fetus with their fact that she got it for her and her fetus. So we see over here the Bryce is telling us that although the woman is a Shifcha Knanis, that she could serve as the Shaliach for her fetus. So the Gemara says, "My im haisa ubra zachsela." What is the similarity between the divorce, the case of Rabbi Yochanan, that he has to mention this rule, the Braisa, and in his case? At the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan was telling us that the Braisa's ruling is an exception to the general rule that slaves are going to be a shaliach. Therefore, here and there, it really does work. But why is this different? So says the Gemara, "Ki asa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda amar Rabbi Yochanan tarte amar." Rabbi Yochanan said two different rulings: one regarding to a shivcha getting a get, and the other one with regards to receiving it for the Uber. Nirim Devarim Sha'evan Mekabel Get Melchavero. The halacha is that a slave can legally receive his Shtar Shichra, the fact that he should be free from it for his friend who's a slave, Mi'ar Rabbah Shal Chavero. But it has to be, again, Reuven owed Abdullah the slave, and Shimon owed whoever it is, Jamal the slave. So that's Reuven and Shimon. They own their two slaves. So now Reuven wants to free Abdullah, his slave, so he can't have, if Reuven has another slave of his, then whoever his name is, whatever the name of Sam is the other slave. So he can't have Sam take the get Shtar Shichror on behalf of Reuven, because Mashikana Evan, Mashikana Rabbo, it's like you're passing it to yourself. There's no Kabbalah from somebody else. However, he can give the Shtar Shichror of Abdullah to Jamal, the slave of Shimon. That does work. But not on behalf of his own, as we just fleshed out the case. But if a person will whisper to you and say, "No, what do you mean? This is a lach and a breisa, that when it comes to a woman, she accepts the Shtar Shichur on behalf of her Uber, but yet she is the slave of the same Adon. Reuven had this woman. He had this woman, whoever her name is, Christina, as the slave. And now she accepts it on behalf of her pregnant child also. That's the same person, the same Adon, and yet it does work. So Amar Lo, you could respond to that person who makes that kasha, Shnei Gedolei Ador Pirshu as a davar. We have two Gedolei who explained this already. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shulam, Rabbi Yitzchak. Chad Amar Hamani, who is the halacha of this halacha? Rabbi Rebbe Hita Amar. So this is the opinion of Rebbe, that we're going to learn this later in Daf Mem Aleph. A Meshachar Chatzi Avdo Kana. If one frees half of his slave, the slave acquires that half of himself. The Chad Amar, the other one says, My time under Rabbi Baha. What's the reasoning of Rebbe for applying the lacha in this case of the shivcha to her fetus, which l'chora it doesn't work, as we just said, it's the same adon and the same eved, so it shouldn't be mashikan eved mashikan. She can't do it for someone else. Kasavar uber yerech imahu. Rebbe holds that there's a fetus is like literally the yerech, the thigh of its mother, and it's regarded as part of her body. That's the whole shayla. That's a big shayla in Bava Kaba and Besachas Chulin. We have this machlokas. Rebbe understands it's mamish like part of the mother. So to the master becomes like one who gave her another one of her limbs, and therefore that is like freeing half the slave. In which case, it's just freeing another part of her, and there's no difficulty for Rabbi Yochanan, who told us that the slave may only receive the Shtar Shichur from another slave, but not from the same one. And that's why it's fundamentally different. And when a person gives the get in his slave's hands, he does not necessarily receive the entire, rather, the slave receives it mitzvah yad, and we have gita v'yad abayim ke'echad. And that's why it's okay. So when the mother receives it, she's receiving it for her and kilu other parts of her body, which is the yerech ima. Okay, next Mishnah. Generally, women, there are women who are not believed, as we're going to mention them, like the mother-in-law, the sister-in-law, different people who are not ne'eman because they assume that they hate this woman. And they're just trying to mekalkel her because they'll say the husband died. And her co-wife, let's say her tzara, all those examples, they're going to say that the husband died only to mekalkel her that she'll get remarried illegally. And now, and then what happen is that the person will remarry, and then all the children that she'll have will be mamzerim, so trying to mess her over. So nemenas lavias gita. So they are trusted to bring her get. That's different. The Gemara is going to discuss why that is. Chamosa vas chamosa. I think actually the Mishnah will mention it. Chamosa vas chamosa vetsaras v'yimta vas baila. These are examples. The mother-in-law hates her. Rashi says in Yavamos because they're going to share the son's inheritance, but it could be in Lachara more than that. They're just fundamentally okay. Mother-in-law's daughter, because she doesn't like her sister-in-law, since she'll eventually inherit her parents. So Rashi understands it's all based on Yerusha. Tzara, that obviously they're fighting for the attention of their husband in the time where they had multiple wives, and her husband's brother, her sister-in-law, meaning through her brother, because theoretically if that. Brother Reuven and Shimon, so the two wives, Reuven's married to Sarah, she's Rachel and Sarah are considered to hate each other because maybe Reuven will die without any children, and then they're going to become co-wives, and that's not pasha. and also Vaz Baila, her stepdaughter. That obviously, right? Because it's taking attention from the father. They don't like each other. Ma ben get le misa. But what's the difference? Why, as it comes to a misa, we don't believe them. When it comes to a get, we do. Shaksav mochiach, because the written aspect of it is giving it its credibility to believe it. That's why you believe it. Ha'isha atu mevias kita. And also for their wife, the Gemara is going to discuss this, how this works. Wife is allowed to bring her get. Ovachi tzrichalomar mfananechlam. She has to say it was signed in my presence and also written in my presence. Written in my presence and signed in my presence. That's how she has to say it. Says the Gemara Vayta Vatanya. We learn in a braisa. Just as those are not trusted to say her husband died, we have a beferish braisa which says against our Mishnah, astira. So the Gemara says there's no astira. Amar Yosef lokashia kan be'aretz kan b'chutz la'aretz. No, there's two different cases that the Mishnah that speak of a get was written in Eretz Yisrael, while the braisa is talking about a get written in chutz la'aretz. Why is there a difference? Be'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, de'lava dibor didakasim chinam. We don't rely on her to say b'fanu nechtam b'fanu nechtam. So man, now we're going to believe the woman who brings the get that it's not forged. B'chutz la'aretz, however, when it's coming from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael or vice versa, going to chutz la'aretz, the dibura didakasim chinam. We rely on her, on this woman, to say b'fanu nechtam b'fanu nechtam. Then, if it's a woman who's not friendly with this lady, meaning either the kawaii for the mother, all those examples, lo mehem, now that the woman is not trusted to bring the get, because according to Rav Yosef, the Mishnah means that even though we generally she'll make a false statement, we don't assume that she's going to go to forge a get. So where she'll make a false statement of b'fanu nechtam b'fanu nechtam, that she would do, but to forge a get, we won't necessarily assume. And which Abaye disagrees with that premise, says Abaye, Amar Abaye, Adaraba, that's not true. Ibcha mistarva that I'll give you a contrary. Be'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, di asa baal me'arer. In which case, the husband comes and gives after the get, and he says that it's not kosher. Mashkich linam bay. So then we'll listen to him because you didn't have a kiyum mishtar with the get. Think about the kikula kamachavna. So then it's possible to assume that the woman intended to ruin her in Eretz Yisrael. Lo mehemna. So that case, we should say she shouldn't be trusted. Bechutzarts, however, when it comes to chutzarts, di asa baal me'arer, and she said b'fanu nechtam b'fanu nechtam, the husband's not believed after that. Lo mashkich linam bay. We won't listen to him. So then, obviously, mehemna, in such a case, a woman is trusted to bring a get, and since she thinks she can't cause a wife any harm by that case. So he disagrees with Yosef. He understands that a woman is suspected of even forging a get. There is only where the case of the woman can actually continue the ruining it. So a get that comes in from chutz la'aretz, in which case her aegis regarding the writing of the get is confirming it, prevents the husband from contesting it, then we'll accept it because she has nothing to gain because she's always going to be able to remain married to the second person. However, when it's Eretz Yisrael, we shouldn't assume that case is going to, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, that the woman doesn't testify about the b'fanu nechtam b'fanu nechtam, doesn't can later be made against it. We have to suspect that maybe she would in fact attempt to try to ruin her because he's going to attempt to say that it never happened, and therefore he's going to ruin her when he says it never happens. So that's a bias kasha. Therefore, so the Gemara points out Tana Kavasa de Abaye. That's a good point. Abaye had a good point. We actually have a braisa supporting Abaye. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Meshim Rabbi Akiva Isha Ne'emenes Lavia Get Gita Makava Chomer, that a woman is trusted to bring her own get based on a Kava Chomer. Uman Nashim Shamra Chachamim Eina Manos Lamer Meis Baila. If women in the Chachamim generally say are not trusted to say her husband died, Ne'emenes Lavia Gita, they are trusted to bring the get as we mentioned based on the Mishnah. He is Shinemenes Lomar Beis Baila, that she is believed to say her husband died. We do believe a woman. That's one of the special Xeros. Seems to be even against the Takana Midaraisa that you need to aid him, but we do accept it because if we don't want the woman to be in Naguna, that's how the big shala that works. That the Yeshkoch Biacham Lakhadam Shagor make the mills of mills, okay? Eino din Shinemes Lavigita. It's not logical to assume that she is trusted to bring her own get. That's the Kavachomer. When Malcolm Shabbasa, for the place that you have come, your Kavachomer, the case of the woman, we could learn a Kavachomer that an ordinary woman is trusted to bring her own get. We could learn the following. Malal and Tsikhashir Mefanenechtam. The woman has to say Mefanenechtam. Afi Tsikhashitomer Mefanenechtam when she brings her own get. So we see that Bryce is mentioning the woman who don't like each other, and she has to say Mefanenechtam coming from Chutzarts. So the Bryce is clearly talking about a case of a get coming from Chutz La'aretz, and there we say, make her say it, and that's when we believe her. So therefore, Abaye is correct based on that assumption. That's a support for Abaye. To which the Gemara says, Amar Avashi, Masnisa Nami Daika Diktani. Our Mishnah is also a support for Abaye, because we say in a Mishnah, Diktani, Aisha Matza, Aisha Atzma Mevia Gita, Ivachi Titricha Lomar Befana Nechta, Befana Nechta, Shmamina. That our Mishnah also says that the woman who brings her own get, and we can learn from over here that the wife has to say b'fanu nechtam is gittin coming from chutz la'aretz. So the previous point, which is talking about also people who are not liking each other, the Chora is talking about the same case that we're mentioning right after, which is clearly talking about chutz la'aretz, and that's another proof for Abaye. So the Gemara says, "Rav Yosef, Reisha v'Seifa b'chutz la'aretz." Metzias of Aretz, that's not necessarily a raya. Rav Yosef says that maybe the first case is talking about chutzarts and the seifa talking about chutzarts, but the middle case that Abaye wants to tell is not talking about chutzarts, and therefore it's not a raya for Abaye. So the Gemara says in Rav Yosef, that's how Rav Yosef understood. Reisha v'seif chutzarts metzias of Aretz. Oh, sorry, the Gemara has a kasha, meaning, how is Rav Yosef, sorry, I said it wrong. Rav Yosef, Reisha v'seifa, bechutz la'aretz, metzias ba'aretz, meaning, how could he say that? That doesn't work. The Gemara is not saying, the Gemara is answering, yeah, but I already got the maskana. In Reisha v'seifa, bechutz la'aretz, metzias ba'aretz, that's not so crazy to have Mishnayos that say it like that. To which the Gemara says, my, where do we see that comes from? Midiktani, ma ben get lemitza, shaksav mochiach. That what's between the difference between a get and death, because the ksav of a get is mochiach, and that's why we believe the woman. The Mishnah doesn't say shachsav upe mochiach, that it is her written statement and to her fact that she says b'fanenechta. That's what you would have had to say if it's talking about chutzarts. So Rav Yosef has a diuk to assume that the Mishnah, that point of the Mishnah is not talking about chutzarts, and therefore says Rav Yosef that part of the Mishnah is not talking about chutzarts. Okay, b'ezrachem we'll hit up with Isha Atzma and Mirza Shema tomorrow's daf.